Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine that my lovely co-host Diana and I do together once a month. It's every third Friday of the month here on Conscious Talk Radio. And good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Miss Brenda.
Yes, it's great to be with you again, as always. And I just want to let everyone know that we have talked on the show on Conscious Talk, Rob and I, about the African Children's Choir. And that's AfricanChildren'sChoir.com is their website. And they have one performance left here in the Pacific Northwest. And that is Friday, September 28th at 7 p.m. And that is being held at the Squim High School, hosted by the Eastern Hills Community Church. If you're interested in attending, it's all by donation. It's to help these children to get an education, to learn, to grow, to be a part of a community. It's a beautiful, way to help these kids. And these kids perform beautifully. They sing amazingly. So if you're interested, again, Friday, September 28th, 7 p.m., Squim High School, hosted by Eastern Hills Community Church. I also want to let you know that if you're someone suffering with a diabetes, those type of things, they're linking all of that now to dangerous inflammation from obesity. And we have talked about inflammation on the show many times. One really outstanding product for that, and we know because we've researched it, is the Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. It comes in different things for heart, for immunity, for those type of things. So check that out. It really, really does work. And then last but not least, we love to let you know about the grassroots organizations that are really putting out great information: environmentalworkinggroup.org, EWG.org, foodandwater.org, and greenpeace.org. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, being a human being has many aspects. Some are more in the open, others with less emphasis and little discussed, yet just as important. Well, it's time for another session of the Women's Hour right here on Conscious Talk. And on the Women's Hour, the feminine focus is on humility. Does humility have a place in these times of empowerment for women? Well, we'll find out. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, which is a show that we do every third Friday of the month here on Conscious Talk Radio, and I do with my extraordinarily beautiful and wonderful friend, Diana Clark. Diana, we just have so much fun doing the show, and yay! Yes!
Yes, we do!
We do, and all of the subjects that we introduce on the Women's Hour are really the subjects that come about in our discussions mm-hmm. together. Diana and I have these really deep discussions. She's the one and only friend that I have such deep discussions with. And I feel very, honored and blessed to have her in my life so that we can go deep in our conversations. And usually once we do, guess what pops up? A subject. And we go, oh, we should be talking about this on the show. Mm. And today we're introducing humility as our subject. And this is something, Diana, that is so rarely discussed openly.
Yeah.
And you rarely hear people use the word humble or humility.
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons we thought it was important to bring it to our listening audience today.
Yeah. Well, you know, whenever you and I were talking a few weeks ago, and I was telling you how the word humbled has come up for me countless times, especially in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was born in the Bible Belt, and humbled had a different connotation to me back in those days, like I'm cowering, or mm-hmm. or it had this sort of a negative feel to it. But as I grew in my own spiritual growth as an adult, I really came to see that being humbled is such a beautiful and precious feeling. Mm-hmm. Because for myself, I have always found that when I feel humbled, whatever the piece is that's happened, sometimes it's a piece that embarrassed me maybe a little bit, mm-hmm. or there was maybe this other feeling. But when I felt humbled by that experience, I found that I am the best version of myself, mm-hmm. because I became kinder, because I think mm-hmm. we all hold kindness in us, but I think so many things get suppressed that we don't really realize what's really inside of us. And when I'm humbled, that kindness comes to the surface. I find that I am nicer even, that I am more loving and definitely more peaceful. Mm-hmm. And these are all things that mean the world to me and who I am on the planet and how I'm growing in that area. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy to be talking about the feeling of being humbled.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so fascinating about what you said about growing up in the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up in the Bible Belt, but mm-hmm. I certainly grew up in a fundamental, you know, mm-hmm. Christian church, basically, mm-hmm. and had the same feeling around humility or being humbled mm-hmm. was something that I felt shamed by, perhaps something I said or did where mm-hmm. I made a mistake and then I was ashamed and I got caught. And then I felt, you know, humility. I was very humbled by the experience, but not in the way that you're expressing. And that's what we want to talk mm-hmm. about today, is the way you are expressing. And one of the things that I've learned about humility is that I have to be vulnerable enough mm-hmm. to be humble. And what I mean by that, and that's another subject that you and I've brought it up before. We've never really gone deep into vulnerability. But I've learned that vulnerability is really a strength and not a weakness.
Yes.
And when I say vulnerable, I'm talking about being vulnerable to my divine self or to the God self,
mm-hmm.
which means that you're available for that, that you've broken down enough of the ego barriers to be available for your, you know, that divine self of you to shine through. And there mm-hmm. is a great, powerful strength in that. And yet, and on the opposite side of the coin, there's great humility in that.
There is.
And I so understand and agree with you about I am my best self when I live in humility in my mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's a great service that we can provide people when we can teach them or help them to learn what humility really is all about.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I have put, you know, at the end of the day, I always do this gratitude praying. And I have mm-hmm. put in there that thank you for keeping me humbled. Mm-hmm. And what I did is, it always goes back to a couple of years ago when my car was stolen. That's really when this part of being more vulnerable, more humbled, you know, mm-hmm. by humility really showed up for me in a bigger way, because everything that I'm always experiencing in life, I'm really looking at myself for the deeper meaning of that for me. What am I supposed to be learning here? And because when the car was stolen, that to me was a big jolt. And so one of the things I began asking for is, may I continue to have humbling experiences that are softer?
Yes.
Can they be smaller?
Kinder.
Because yes, because I am in greater awareness.
Yes.
I don't need such big things anymore because I did need them earlier on because the egoic mind was much stronger at that time.
Absolutely. And you've made such a great point there, Diana, of asking for your experiences to be kinder and softer because you are more aware, and we need to ask for that. You know, it's interesting how spirit works or how God works. We have to ask for what we want and need, and we don't always know exactly what that is, and a lot of times that some of the things that we ask for or what we need are not for our highest good. But when that is lined up with our highest good, it's always, always given us. And the reason I say highest good, because if you still need to learn a few lessons around that particular experience or issue, it will show up again, but it will not show up with so much force. It's always given in love. And the more we wake up and the more we learn our lessons, the less those the less severe, if you will, those lessons will become. They will become lighter and easier to move through. And that is because that's the grace that God gives us.
You know, I have a mantra that I do every day. And as you were talking, it made me think of that. And I'd like to share that because it is so powerful. And it is that, you know, we all want everything right now. You know, or we want it yesterday. We are so impatient for things. But I ask always that things come to me in my highest good and in the highest good of those concerned. And I throw in the divine timing because in divine timing, it's always perfect. And when I think that I was ready for it, well, when the time actually comes that I am, I can look, I always, every time, I look back and I go, oh, boy, thank God that didn't happen then because I was not ready. There were still things I still needed to learn. I needed to deepen. And sometimes we just have to come back around. I always think of retrograde at this time. But the reason it's so important is that we have to stop and sometimes go back around to learn the deeper truth of something that we think we know. But when we go back around and take that time to deepen into it, we always come out of out the other side with that deeper knowing.
And, you know, one of the things that a person, one of the ways a person can experience humility, and this is something that, that Rob and I have talked on the show so many, many, many times, and it's something we live by, and that is that everything is for us. Everything. So when those lessons come along, and immediately the conscious mind, the ego mind wants to jump to a conclusion or a judgment that something's being done to me, where the ego can wants to convince me that I'm an, I'm a victim of this, that is where I remember everything is for me. And then I can look at that experience through the eyes of someone more vulnerable and open to learning the lesson, and someone who can, you know, regard humility in that as a part of that, to be humbled toward it so I can learn. And I feel that's a very important thing to remember and to really breathe in and begin to accept that everything is for us, because some of the lessons, as we know, are harsher than others. And we'll get into that after this break. You're listening to The Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. We'll be right back.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetable vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Hey, thanks for joining us here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. This is a show that my co-host Diana Clark and I do every third Friday of the month on Conscious Talk Radio. And, you know, we used to interview guests and read books, and we just decided, you know, we have these great, deep conversations, and we grow from these conversations. It's why we have them. We learn and grow from each other. And we thought this would be great to share with our listening audience. So hopefully all of you that are tuning in are learning right along with us here and are growing right along with us with these conversations that we have. And in doing so, maybe in your life you can avoid going through some of the harsher lessons or some lessons mm-hmm. that would be presented to you if you didn't have this knowledge and act on it. One of the things that's so important that I've learned in my life, Diana, if knowledge comes my way, it's great, but it's not enough to know. I have to act on that knowledge. Mm-hmm. In other words, I have to, you know, work through the issues that are stopping me from acting on that wisdom that is coming my way. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, brings us back around to humility.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've learned about humility is that it takes great, great courage
yes.
to be humble.
Absolutely.
It's a scary thing to admit that you were mistaken or incorrect or even outright wrong about something. And, you know, I know you have a story to share with us, Diana, that really speaks to what we're talking about here.
Yes. Well, because we're always learning by, well, what we call mistakes, but they're not necessarily mistakes. But we're always learning things firsthand by our own incidents that happen. But I have found that I learn so much, too, by seeing other people's stories. And I have a couple mm-hmm. of really great ones here. Mm-hmm. One of them is a young person that I know who had an incident with someone, and he ended up including another person in his anger. And so he ends up that he unfriends this young lady. These are young folks here. And he was sharing his story with me, and he usually comes to me because he's seeking some type of great wisdom piece, you know, so, mm-hmm. which is really cool. And but I'm actually learning just as much as somebody else is. So if they come to me for something, they don't realize that I'm actually learning a great deal as well. So his story mm-hmm. brought home that word, you know, humility, being humbled. And so he unfriends this young lady, and she goes to him, and she's, you know, she's hurt. She doesn't know what's going on. And when he had shared the story with me, I had a lot of questions like, well, what happened here? Well, he couldn't answer a single one of the questions. And so I said, so you're telling me something that you've made up, thought, mm-hmm. or that you think is the truth. Mm-hmm. And now you're feeling it was the truth. And now you've had a made up story you believe to be true. And so if you look at the whole picture, is that really the truth? And he could not answer any of these questions because mm-hmm. it was all coming from the egoic mind. Mm-hmm. So I shared one last snippet, and that was, you know, you still have time to go back, because he was talking about how uncomfortable it is to work together. And I said, but you have time right now to go to this young lady and let her know what you did and how your mind took a hold of this thought form and just went awry with it. And in doing that, that makes you a very, very strong human, especially because you're so young. If you can learn that now, and oh my God, your whole life will be different. Mm-hmm. And it does mean you have to be vulnerable. It's yes. going to be probably embarrassing. It's mm-hmm. going to make you feel many things that are uncomfortable. But you know, on the other side of that, you're going to walk away feeling like a million bucks because mm-hmm. you know why? The heart tells you that was the right thing to do. Now, he's not done it yet, so he still is suffering on this. And so I did share, well, you know, as for all of us, let 20 or 30 years roll by, and you're yeah. going to look back and go, oh, my God, I should have taken yes. care of that right then. And you'll have to forgive yourself in there somewhere. But it's just a great story, because that whole theme of being humbled had been so big for myself, because I just love myself whenever I have the strength to, you yeah. know, kind of go to the person and go, oh, I am so sorry, you know, this is yes. what I did, and it yes. feels horrible, please forgive me,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes,
it's just a great story.
Forgiveness is a big part of that,
yes.
and that is self-forgiveness
yes.
mm-hmm. is huge. Mm-hmm. That's a very humble, mm-hmm. courageous thing to do, mm-hmm. to forgive yourself, to let yourself off the hook.
Yeah.
And I know we did a show here not too long ago, Diana, and speaking with our guest, and what came around was what you said about this young man. You know, he hasn't done it yet. He's, you know, he's still thinking about it and probably processing what's going on and hopefully building his courage. Because one of the things that happens in a situation like that is when you have a really strong ego, mm-hmm. and when you've really invested all yourself in the story you've made up,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to unhook yourself from those stories, because there's a part of you that you've been tuning into, which is the ego part,
mm-hmm.
and strengthening that for many, many years in your life, and that begins to take over.
Yeah.
And so the divine part of us kind of fades into the background, to sometimes to the point where it's completely forgotten. And this always circles back to one core belief. And this has come up, this came up in my life, and it really came up in my life huge when I was going through the cancer experience. And it's come up in every client I've ever worked with. It's come up when Rob and I've had disagreements and discussions. And it's something I think that we're here to work through. And if we master it, it may be one of the reasons we wouldn't have to come back in body per se. Mm-hmm. But it is that core belief there is something wrong with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if he may not even realize that belief is operating at an unconscious level in his life. And it's one of the main reasons why we stop ourselves from mounting the courage to say we were wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always that piece that says I'm not enough.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's something wrong with me that I would make a mistake like that.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, no, when you realize the mistake, that's what's right about you.
Exactly.
Because you get to realize the mistake. And when you do, then you can admit that you were wrong. And that takes all the courage and the self-forgiveness and everything that flows from that, which makes us better people. It really makes us integrate more of our divine selves into our human self.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it helps us with.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm really aware of in my life, Diana, and I know you and I've talked a little bit about that, is I'm really careful today in my life. I've learned enough lessons and made enough mistakes that I'm really learning to be careful about the stories I make up.
Yeah, that's a powerful one, because moving into that kind of awareness, because it's like you've been lying to yourself and you're not going to let yourself get away with that anymore. And that takes that deep work and really wanting to do that. You know, just the other day I was talking with a woman and she was telling me how lost that she felt. And as I'm hearing her story, I went through such a gamut of different emotions, and I shared this story with you. Mm-hmm. And actually, when it all was said and done, what it really came down to, her story actually humbled me. And it humbled me because I went, oh, I am so glad I have luckily stumbled upon my awakening in life, that I would not have to go that far, that deeply lost. And, you know, I went through a gamut of emotions, but I did feel humbled on the other side, because that was why I felt humbled, is that I could see this, and I was humbled by the experience, and also in such gratitude was the other word, that I have done this work to where I'm at, because any of us could be there. Any of us could be in that spot of feeling that lost.
Mm-hmm. And easily.
Yeah, easily. And so, you know, I'm able to learn that part by these other stories. So I think the humility comes up in so many different ways, so many opportunities, when we're open to really looking at ourselves and moving into that higher awareness about, you know, we aren't here to be punished. We're here to be learning and deepening and growing. Mm-hmm. And this, when we do it for ourselves, this is where we do experience the attracting of your tribe. And like you and I really found each other, Brenda, because right in that moment, we had knowledge, you know, about all of this lovely spiritual talk, but it was more than that for you and I. Mm-hmm. We were willing to do the deep work.
Yes.
And it's not that we're perfect at it, by no means.
Oh, no.
But I will say, though, that I always bring it back to myself. So even in this woman's experience of feeling lost, I brought it back to me. I allowed this in. What am I supposed to be learning about me? And so when you always bring it back to you, it's such a relief. And you're learning and growing.
Yes.
So
learn and grow from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just our own personal experiences, but when you open up to observe others with great compassion, then you're open to learning what their life or what was going on with them was there to teach you. Well, we're here today talking about humility. You are listening to the Women's Hour. This is Giving Voice to the Feminine, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
And we're back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show we do every third Friday of the month. My co-host Diana Clark and I on Conscious Talk Radio. And I just refer you quickly to our website. There are a lot of events still unfolding. If you'd like to check those out, you can go to ConsciousTalk.net and just click on the events section, and it'll take you right to those events. And if there are classes there to sign up for, however you need to do it, all that information is available. And also would love to have you join us on our Conscious Talk website and Facebook page. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Diana Clark.
And today we are talking about humility. And Diana, I just quickly wanted to share a story of a client that I had recently that really ties into this whole humility and forgiveness piece. And she came to me. I've worked with her off and on now for about 3 months. And we had a scheduled appointment, and she came to me, and she was just broken. I mean, all the work that we'd done in the 3 months, I thought, oh my goodness, where did all that deep work go? Because she was so fractured and upset the day that we had our session, and she was in tears. And what her whole thing was all about, she was making a big move in her life, and we had been working through during those 3 months a lot of the choices that she would be making and what it would take and what we needed to clear, or she needed to clear emotionally and spiritually to make these choices, to make this big move that she was going to make, a big life. It was a big life decision for her. And she was doing really well, so you can imagine how surprised I was when she came to me that day so broken. Mm-hmm. And what she had done was in this process, she allowed her ego to start chatting about some of the choices that she had made that were moving her closer and closer to this major decision in her life, and that she could have made. For some reason, her ego was feeding her this nonsense that she could have made better choices. Mm. And if she would have made better choices at that time, then this would be happening. And if she'd made a better choice here, then that would be happening. And that there was something wrong with her. She's, been doing her spiritual walk for many years. And spiritually, she should be more aware than that. She should be in a higher consciousness than that. This is what the ego was feeding her and really knocking her off her her solidness in who she is, really chipping away. And as she was listening to this, she's forming this story around this. And so she tells me this whole story about she should have done this, and she should have done that, and she should have made a different decision there. And as I listened, and when she finally finished, I asked her the question that you ask your clients or friends when you're hearing a story like that. I said, is that really true?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, look what happened, or look what, and she had all the reasons. Again, the ego is so practical, and it can fill us in with all of these really great reasons why we should have done something differently and why we didn't. And it can crush us,
yeah,
and take us down that road of suffering, because she was suffering. And when we started to dig under, is this really true for you? She realized that it really wasn't, because she, at the time that she made those choices, made the decisions she made them with the most amount of knowledge and awareness
right.
that she had at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So she couldn't have made a, if you will, better or higher choice, because the information, the awareness wasn't available to her.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the ego had convinced her that there was something wrong with her, that she didn't have that information, that she couldn't have made those choices. And I bring this up because it takes great courage to look at that, to dig underneath the truth, to get to the real truth of it, and to be humbled enough mm-hmm. to know that you did the best that you could with the information that you had at the time, and you couldn't have done it any differently.
Right.
And that takes a lot of humility and courage to admit that.
Mm. And
because, well, I was just going to add one more thing, because the ego's trying to convince her that, she should have been spiritually and emotionally further along in her life than she actually was, so that she could have made those different decisions.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, that story is that's a great story, Brenda. And I always, while you're talking, I was thinking that's so much the gateway to our self-forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We always have a tendency to forgive other people before we forgive ourselves, and we beat ourselves up for things that we say are mistakes. But like you said, you're really most of the time doing the best that you can with the knowledge that you have, available to you at that moment.
At that point. And, yeah. And just hold that thought. We're going to run off to a really quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Diana a question about the young man, because this circles back around to the story she told. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being with us here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. We're having this great conversation about humility, and we've brought in forgiveness and courage, mm-hmm. and being careful of the stories that we tell ourselves, or even the stories we tell each other. And I just want to bring something back around, Diana, from the story that I just shared with you about letting ourselves off the hook, about being humbled enough and humbled our ego enough that we can forgive ourselves and others, that we can admit that we were wrong or made a mistake or moved in a direction, but we did the best that we could, you know, with the information and the knowledge and the awareness that we had at that time. And that's where we can get to that self-forgiveness, is to understand that there is really no wrong or right way to do anything. There is this way of approaching stuff from the level of consciousness or awareness that we sit at. Mm-hmm. And that's why we can be humble enough to forgive ourselves. And I'm circling back around to the story of the young man that you had the conversation with, mm-hmm. and that when you asked him, if can I be honest right now about something, mm-hmm. you were going to share with him, and he said yes, mm-hmm. and this is no different than when I'm working with clients, mm-hmm. I will often ask them or tell them I'm going to share something with them, and I know they're going to be in resistance of what I'm going to say, mm-hmm. and it's okay, but it gives them a checkpoint or a place where they can check their
right.
ego.
Yeah.
They can see how much their ego is holding on.
Right.
And with this young man, you've given him enough awareness and knowledge now that he can look at that and process it and let go of some of that egoic structure he has, so he can be humbled enough to forgive himself and then go to this young lady and tell her that he was wrong, and can she forgive him? But that resistance piece, to notice it, is a very healthy thing, to notice where you're resistant when you hear the truth.
Right. And Brenda, that's such a great point, because I prefaced, before I gave him any of this information, I prefaced it with, is it okay for me to tell you my piece of, my little snippet of wisdom of what I've learned in life? Because when I say it, I'm going to let you know now that your egoic mind is going to throw up a defense mechanism. And I'm going to see it, because it's going to happen. And it did.
And you're going to feel it.
Yeah, you feel it. But you also see it, because you see it in the nuance of the person's body. No matter how much you try to hold something in, it's very obvious. And again, the energy, you feel that. And so when I did begin it, I saw that come up. And I actually reached out and I touched his arm, because I know that the egoic mind is going to say she's full of it, and what she's saying is not the truth, and blah, blah. It's going to throw in whatever story was being made up in his mind. One of the things was that while I gave him information, was he in awareness? No. And did it impact him in that way? Probably not. But what it did do is it did stimulate the ego again.
Yes.
And so when he walked away, he was probably feeling, I'm sure he had to be feeling some defensiveness, and I'm sure that story was getting made up. Now, he hasn't gone back and done this thing that's such a simple thing. It would relieve his body of that pain, of the suffering, of really kind of knowing that it really wasn't right, because I don't know that he has the strength to do that yet.
And it brings me back to the vulnerable piece, because you have to be, in order for you to transcend that ego structure, and this is what I've learned it myself, I've learned it with my clients, and yes, I'm not perfect at it. I still have an ego. I still have to look at all this. That's what's so great about it. That's why we can talk about it. But to be vulnerable enough, to be humble enough, to look at your ego, to face your ego straight on and say, no, that is not the truth of
exactly. Exactly. And that's what I do, is I always say to my clients, you know, I don't kick my egoic mind to the side. The only difference is I no longer serve it. It serves me. And when I made that decision, so when something pops up to give me my story, to make me feel like I'm all that and more, I look at it and I go, that's not my truth. And then I say my thing. And that's the part. You're never getting rid of it. It just, it's serving you then, instead of you being a servant to it.
Yes. And some of the words that I'd like to share that really help us be aware of, you know, when the ego is really operating, is resistance is one of them. When you're in resistance to the truth, and when you justify, you have to justify things, you're not living your truth, because truth does not need justification. It simply is. It just is. We don't have to justify our truth or defend our truth when we're in those places. Then we really, you know, we really want to go deeper then and look underneath the covers, because that tells me, for myself, it tells me I'm skimming the surface. For my clients, it tells me they're skimming the surface and they haven't really gotten to the truth yet. Because once they're there, there's a peace that comes about, and you just kind of settle into it and you go, ah, yes, okay. And there's nowhere else to go with it. You don't need to. The truth is, and so when I'm in resistance and I'm resisting the truth of me or the truth of the situation, when I'm judging the other person or the situation or even myself, or when I'm trying to justify where I'm at or rationalize where I'm at, all those things are little keys for me to go deeper.
Right, and
because I'm tied in now to an ego structure that isn't really true, but I believe it is, and I've upheld it for years, and I really want to look at that pattern now.
Yeah, and the other word is, of course, the defensive part.
Yes.
The egoic mind always immediately lets the defense goes up.
Yep.
And because it doesn't want to accept that, because that means that you have to change.
Yes.
That scary word.
Big, heavy word. And there goes your humility. If mm-hmm. you are defensive or resistant or judgmental, then you cannot be humbled.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have humility in your life and compassion and forgiveness available to you when those things are still operating, when those things are really alive in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you,
mm-hmm.
because we all have that going
yep.
on from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of us that have done some deeper work and it took some real shocks in our life to be, you know, shocked out of that,
mm-hmm.
We've learned those lessons again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with you. It's that you have some pretty good lessons to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to decide, we get to choose how much we want to suffer with those lessons,
yeah.
and how long we want to suffer through them.
Exactly.
It's really up to us, especially when we have all this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the knowledge is great, but it will not serve you until you act upon it.
Yeah. And that's the tough part is, you know, becoming humbled, because
yes.
that's where I do all of my deep work.
Yep.
Because I'm not perfect with it. I'm really good at catching things, but I am still human.
Yes.
And so, you know, all of this, Brenda, really comes back around to the inward journey that you're doing in your life, you know, in
mm-hmm.
divine connection, you know, really mm-hmm. falling in love with yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, when you were saying the lady who was making choices, we really are always wanting to make higher integrous choices, because it really creates peace. And
yes.
in all of this, we really... we make the choice to walk in joy. And when you're living in that space, when these other parts come up, it's not as hard to get through it. It's not so hard for me to say I'm sorry. It's not
yes.
so hard for me to own things.
Because you've been humbled.
Yeah, and I'm in that journey. That's
yes.
that journey. And that journey, I think you could just put a little umbrella over that, and it's that says humility, humbled, and this
yes.
is why.
Yes, absolutely. When we are humble enough to admit our mistakes without having to judge ourselves harshly, without having to be defensive, without having to resist the experience that we're in, and we accept what is and accept it with great humility, we can move through it rather quickly. And if you need help, there's lots of people out there that can help you through those.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to reach out for that help, because that help is necessary. Diana and I help each other all of the time. I still have a mentor that when I need to, I go to her and she helps me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mantra in my life, Diana, is I will do whatever it takes to get home to my God self.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Mm, that's beautiful.
And, yeah, that's just, you know, and I stand in that to the best of my ability. Well, again, Diana, thank you for a great conversation
thank you,
today.
Brenda.
I love you. I love you.
I love you
and
too.
And folks, love you too. Thank you for joining us. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on the Women's Hour.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit AnOasisForYourSoul.com. That's AnOasisForYourSoul.com.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.